My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What happened here is USA is beating up on Brazil.
Yeah, they're smacking them up.
6 minutes left in this one. It is 104-76. The story right now might be LeBron James, who went back to the locker room after taking a pretty nasty elbow to the eye. LeBron has been extraordinary with this Olympic team, so hopefully it's nothing serious. We laughed when the camera caught LeBron because it's funny. You just never know. It's LeBron. Then we saw it, and it was like, oh, no, that's not good. That hurt. That definitely hurt. And then Mark Spears reported he went to the locker room, and looking at the bench, it doesn't look like he's come back out. Hopefully, if they're doing this right, they're putting some gauze on his eyes and wrapping his entire head in a bandage, and then they send him out. Only for him to make a miraculous turn in this return in the semifinals.
Yeah, and Bron might come back in this game. Just to show, like, hey man, you know, I'm out here. I'm pushing through.
He hits a three and gives us the.
That was crazy when Bron said, that's an all timer.
And Steph was like, no, you didn't. Like, Steph, that's the best part of that clip. Steph was like, no, you didn't. Will you stop?
Steph wasn't there for any of his foolishness.
There's Chris Mullen.
Hey, Chris Mullen in the house.
Chris Mullen with USA Basketball?
I didn't think.
Or is he just hanging out?
Just there. He might be doing some work with NBC. I don't know. I don't know why Chris Mullen's there.
All right.
But it's always a good time to see Chris Mullen.
Yeah, I like Chris Mullen. But they still out there trying to cook a little bit. Tatum cooking a little bit. All right, Trista Crick might join us.
Oh.
I'm not sure. She didn't put out a tweet. Normally she puts out a tweet. Did you send the links out? Yeah, normally she puts out a tweet. Maybe she's busy.
Might be.
Maybe she's with Cam and Mace.
Maybe she's in the booth.
You know what I mean? She's rapping. Yeah, maybe she's dropping a new single.
Yeah, you never know. We joke about it a little bit, though. Do you... Does the McCaffrey clip matter at all to you?
No. That's a tough one, though.
That's what I'm saying.
It
says
tough
a little
one.
Bit to me. It says it a little bit to me.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't think it means anything. I do think Christian McCaffrey misspoke calling him a former teammate, but that's tough. That is brutal. That is just, it really is just terribly unfortunate.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, as a former teammate, or.
I don't know.
Teammate.
I don't know.
All teammates.
The only reason I say it means a little something is I don't know why you would say that. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't even remember. Like, what was even the context of what? Like, what was he talking about?
It feels like they were asking him about, like, the situation. Like, is it tough for you guys to focus or?
Okay. Let's see, Christian.
You know, that's not part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think obviously as a former teammate or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them.
All right. Oh. Wait. Sorry, I got to watch.
What's this?
Well, we just, it's the 1 year anniversary of the boat moment yesterday. And the video, oh, my man is swimming. Oh, my man is swimming across the water. I'm sorry. I got to watch. Here comes the crew. I'm just waiting for the chair.
August 5th is one of them days.
One of those days. I'm just waiting for the, here it comes. There's the chair. Oh, boy. Spectacular. This is amazing. Oh, man. It's not okay. That is not okay. But we did watch it.
Well, you know.
Repeatedly.
It's one of them days. That's all I can say.
We did watch it repeatedly. What would we be talking about if Trista was actually with us?
We'd be talking about Team USA dominating right now. Do you have you watched like a lot of the other countries, like their games?
No. I saw one of France. I think I might have saw Wemby's first pool play game. But outside of that, because most of the games were either early in the morning or while we were here. Yeah. So if we had it on, that's the extent of what I saw. And obviously I'm not sitting here like watching it.
Today I thought I was going to watch, Greece, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we had a little later morning. So, you know, I was like, I'll stay up till 2:00. And at about 11:00, I was like, I'm not going to stay up till 2:00.
Mm.
But then I was like, I know my daughter, she's going to wake up at around 2:00, 3:00, something like that. And while I'm giving her
the game was live at 2:00.
Yeah. It's like 2:30 start, I think. Oh. And I was like, while I'm giving her a bottle, I'll turn the TV on and watch the rest of the game. She did wake up. It was about 4:00 and the opportunity was there, but I said, no, I'm not turning on any more lights than I need to. So I didn't get a chance to watch that game. But I only asked that because have you seen anybody that you think can give the USA real problems?
No.
I don't think if USA is on their game, anybody can beat them. But I wonder if Germany and Serbia are interesting.
Yeah.
Germany's looked really good.
I'm with you on Germany. I don't think they'll beat them, but they can probably give them the best test.
Yeah, unless I misunderstood the question, I don't think they can beat them. Mm-hmm. But could the games be interesting?
I wouldn't pick them. I wouldn't pick them, too. They're shooting 58%. I don't think anybody beats them. But does Germany have enough to keep them from shooting 58%? You know what I mean? And I think they might. Serbia is interesting, too, because – like I said, I feel like in the Olympics, they played the best against Team USA. Team USA was just shooting 60%.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if they're shooting 47%? You know what I mean?
LeBron is back and he does not have a... Oh, his eye is swollen, though. You see that?
Mm.
Yeah, he took a shot. Well, all right, King. All right. All right, King, relax. He must have gotten a pop when he came back because he sat down and did the crown motion. He does. He has a nasty welt on his eye, though.
Yeah.
He looked like the 13th round with LeBron James.
Hopefully they were able to, you know, verify that there's no structural damage.
It looks because the structure would be like down like on the side, right? What was that called, the orbital?
Yeah,
like the swelling was like, I think you said it earlier, like I hope he doesn't have a concussion. That looked more would be more likely. I don't know who those people they're showing are.
LeBron's gonna win the gold medal with a gray hair and a swollen eye.
Eye patch.
It's gonna be epic. If he was a real one, he'd play the next game in an eye patch. Who did they just pop for? Who the hell was that? Who were they? The crowd is reacting to something, I guess. Who is it? Poor LeBron. They thought they was reacting to him. Oh, the game's. No.
Some of the greats.
Okay.
Is that Marcelo Huertas?
That's what it is.
He's an all-timer?
Well, I think someone in the chat said he was 41, so it's probably his last game.
Probably. Maybe not.
I mean, he's 41. He's still here at this point.
Hey, salute. Salute. Looks good. Looks good.
Man, this goes for him and LeBron or whatever. I can't imagine playing basketball at such a high level at that age slash this age that I am. Like, that is crazy to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I barely can, like, imagine playing in a Sunday league, let alone playing on the biggest stages in the world, the NBA and the Olympics. That's crazy.
Well, at that age, like, it's never been done, right? For, like, NBA players, basketball players, like LeBron, anyone playing this good into this late in their career?
And if it was, how old was Dirk? Was Dirk?
Dirk, I think, was 40.
And he was walking like he was 40.
Kareem was 41. I'm going to check Dirk real quick. But yeah, Kareem was 41.
LeBron is still arguably top seven, whatever you want to call him.
Dirk retired.
Right, that's the crazy part about
Dirk retired at 40.
That's the crazy part about it. How old was Kobe?
I'm not trying to,
Kobe wasn't 40. But
I'm not trying to be funny. How old was Kevin Willis when he retired?
41.
At least, right? No. Kevin Willis was 44.
Oh. Do you know who else was old? Was John Sally.
Spider John Sally.
And
John
Robert Parrish. Sally. Robert Parrish, I think, was old too.
Robert Parrish. All right, slow down. Well, God, we're forgetting an obvious one.
Vince Carter.
Vince Carter was 43.
Ramsey put it in the chat.
Robert Parrish was 43. Vince Carter was 43. Udonis Haslem was 42. Mm. Dikembe was 42. Kareem was 42. Your boy Bob Cousy was 41.
Well, longevity.
John Stockton was 41. His teammate was 40. Mm. Manu was 40.
Oh, wow.
I don't see John Sally. Grant Hill was 40. I didn't realize Grant Hill played at 40.
Maybe John Sally wasn't as old as I thought.
It doesn't appear that he is.
Because he was with the...
Steve Nash, Michael Jordan, Jason Kidd were all 40. Yeah, I don't even think he was 40 years old when he played. Mm. LeBron is the oldest active player. P.J. Tucker's not... P.J. Tucker's 120 days behind him. Chris Paul's 121 days behind him.
Years old.
No, they're both 39. Chris Paul's 39. God, I didn't realize Taj Gibson was 39. Mm. Kyle Lowry's 38. Garrett Temple still kicking at 38 years old.
Shout out Garrett Temple. He signed a new deal this offseason, mm-hmm. didn't he? Yeah. Good for him.
JaVale McGee, 36. JaVale McGee, a gold medalist, man.
Yeah.
Three-time NBA champion and gold medalist.
I do... What we were also talking about as well, though, is that I do think Germany's interesting. Serbia, it's going to be a good game, man. It's going to be a good game. Because I don't know if they're going to beat Serbia up the way they did before. It's almost like an NFL-type deal. Like,
did they beat up Serbia or just kind of wear them down? Because I felt like it was close for a little bit.
It was close in the first half. I think they won that by like 25.
And they pulled away.
South Sudan was the one that kind of kept hanging around.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Around like 11, 9.
The second one.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm Serbia's interesting. Germany looks like a formidable opponent. Once again, would not pick any of these teams to beat Team USA. They're just too good. They're too good. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, so what do you want to do now? We usually just keep going, but we got a break coming up.
Yeah, let's just go to break, and we'll just do a normal show. We're not sure where TK is, but I'm sure she's got something going on. So we'll come back. We'll probably get back to the 49ers, in all honesty. You know who we could talk about? Is your boy in New York.
Who's my boy in
New York? Your boy Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that's not my
boy. That's your man.
That is not my man.
I don't understand how anyone looks at this situation with the Jets and goes, oh, this is going to be great. Steelo and Casey here on ESPN 1320. Maybe. Nah, because some of them are too clean. I was gonna say maybe a team barber didn't come, but there some of them are like Steph's pretty lined up.
Yeah, LeBron's
pretty lined up. Yeah, LeBron might have brought his own though.
Yeah, I mean I would.
Come to think about it, the team barber might be LeBron's.
True. I mean who is Tyrese? Is he lined up?
I didn't. He was earlier in the. He had the little fade mm-hmm. joint. So he didn't have the crisp line because that's just not what his hair is doing right now. But he had the fade.
That's one of his essential items was his barber.
Yeah, I understand.
We got to send barbers to Europe because I don't think I've ever seen like a European player with a good haircut in my life.
Yeah, barbers are definitely essential. Mm. Hold up, we gotta. The screen. The screen went black.
Oh.
But she might be getting a phone call. We got her running. She's here with us. We was worried about you. What's up, TK?
Hey, sorry, I was on the phone with corporate.
Yeah. Corporate crick.
They found out what we've been talking about the last 3 years, huh? And they were like, hey, we got to shut some of this pause stuff down.
Yeah, you know
how it is. She's like, no, that's not what it was. That's all right. You can text us all about it later.
Yeah. You know how it goes.
We were trying to figure out what, like, when you normally would have been on, what would we have been talking about with Trista at the time? I think I landed on Team USA and their dominance.
Did you guys think that it was right that Draymond decided to, like, bury Steve Kerr?
You could have stopped that. Did you think it was right that Draymond and we just would have said
yeah, I think Draymond's an idiot.
I was
and I try
surprised.
Never to people call people out their names, but that man is a jackass.
Yeah, he came out. Sorry, I got to fix this curl. It's kind of weird. Something's going on with it. Why?
It's okay. Weird. Gotcha. It's fantastic.
Anyway. Yeah, when he decided, like, oh, they need to match up with us, we don't need to match up with them, it's like a very United States-centric opinion, and I get that. We have the most talented basketball, like, collection of athletes in the world. But, like, do not sleep. We could F around and lose at any given time. We did last year, even though we sent, like, our C or D team last year to the FIBA, which is crazy. When you look back at 2021, the Tokyo Olympics, like, what were we doing?
Oh, man, I've seen a couple of – I didn't see some team pictures of the last two Team USAs. And they're like, oh, man, we were unserious.
Yeah,
We're unserious about this.
Not coincidentally, that's the gold medal, Joel Embiid, JaVale McGee won.
Yes. Like, what is JaVale? I like JaVale fine, but like, why is he around? Yeah.
Well, at least the because Steph had talked about, Steph said one of the reasons he didn't go was because it was a COVID situation. Mm-hmm. The World Cup or the World Championships, they're just like, yeah, we weren't.
No one wants to do that.
Yeah, we weren't. We weren't.
Absolutely. The only reason they did them before is because essentially Coach K made them.
Mm. Yeah. Grant Hill's pandering. He doesn't care. He's like, literally, I'll just take. Grant Hill is like a desperate six, you know? That's like, oh, you don't want to take out the garbage. Like, it's okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you want to see other guys? Like, that's cool, I guess. Aww. Just don't tell me anything about it. Like,
the desperate six took a split second to resonate.
I didn't get it at first, but then I was like,
if you go back
cold.
And watch the video,
that's
there's cold. Probably going to be a delayed reaction between the way Kenny and I reacted to that line.
That's cold game, man. That's cold game. He didn't feel that way about Kawhi.
No, but that just tells you, like, they were, I think on top of that, I spoke to a couple of GMs during the summer league, and they thought their conspiracy theory, and, like, never as a fan, real quick side road, because you know I love those, never as a fan think you're off base, because for very long, and many years of my career before I had any connections to anyone with, like, real power or knowledge or influence, I was like, well, maybe there's stuff going on behind the scenes I don't know. You know, maybe I'm tripping. And then you start to get dinners with these guys. They're saying the exact same things as us. We are not off base. We are right. What the logic of a situation is telling us, 9.5 times out of 10, we're 100% on track. And what he said or they said was that they thought Kawhi was looking like slightly not as good as they thought, and even though he was willing to push through it, they didn't want to play him that many minutes, and there was going to be a lot of conversation about why Kawhi couldn't play those minutes. Is he injured? Is he not himself? What's going to happen with the Clippers next year? There was just too much noise. They're like, let's just send his ass home and bring someone in where there is no noise. Like, Derek White is the most no noise guy that you can possibly find.
Right.
Well, I'm watching the video that you have on your Twitter page of the USA players.
Yeah.
Where it just goes one by one by one. And
look,
it is
Joel Embiid.
It is, no, Joel is funny, but like the guys who have no like swag Chris to them whatsoever is like, I mean, Drew, very sensible. Tatum, you know,
what
showing out.
What's LeBron doing? Like, what are these fake gang signs that LeBron?
That's not, no, 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 no. First, don't do that to the king. He's putting the crown on.
Is that what he was doing when he was doing this?
No, he's putting the crown on. That's King James.
All right.
He just did it in the crowd when he returned from the elbow he took to the eye.
Let me see.
He did the same thing. He put the crown on.
Put the crown on.
Meanwhile, like, Tyrese is like, just like goofy grinning.
Tyrese in GQ is so nuts, right? Like, it's GQ. It's Tyrese Halliburton and GQ go together.
Some people like Tyrese's style. I don't, but some people do.
Ooh.
I don't. I'm not sure.
A fan of it. It's not my bag.
He's the one who chose the Ralph Lauren outfits, I bet.
Okay. You've been going hard at the Ralph Lauren outfits. They've been outfitting Team USA for years.
And I think he's...
The jeans was a wild choice.
The jeans were bad.
The jeans were a wild choice.
I like the blazer. The jeans were nasty.
And the tie was sus. There's this... in my neighborhood in Virginia, it's like a protected, like... one of those historic neighborhoods, you know? And everything that you do has to pass, even if you put a tough shed in your backyard, it has to pass the design review committee. And there's this one house that clearly does not fit. And I'm like asking one of the neighbors, hey, how did this happen? And they're like, oh yeah, the head of the design review committee, he got dementia. And so he was letting everything go through. That's Ralph Lauren right now. Aww. Like he's now, like his designs just aren't as fresh as they used to be. And my man is about older than Joe Biden. And so I don't know if we need to start pushing his ass out and putting somebody like Pharrell in.
Well, Pharrell got a job.
Yeah, he would the bigger brand.
He is not taking a step down for Ralph Lauren.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, we need him to be designing these outfits LV.
ASAP Rocky do it or something like that.
Yeah, whatever. Not Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren is 84.
Mm, 84 yeah, what did old. I say?
Let me tell you what it'll look good. The 84-year-old man, stop it.
You're we can't telling me have what's an fly. 84-year-old man dress our country. We were getting mopped up by Mongolia.
they were fresh. South Sudan was fresh too.
South Sudan was fresh.
At 84, I'll know what's hot. I'll know what's hot. At 84, I could be a designer. I'm gonna do it.
But you're not white.
Well, true. You're not lying.
Well, for the radio audience, that might have been news. There's some members of the radio audience. They're like, wait a minute.
What? Hold on. Kenny's not white? We just thought he had a tan. I had South Sudan athletes literally in my Instagram cooking us.
Oh.
Cooking us.
Damn. I like the blazer. I mean, the tie didn't bother me. The jeans, I didn't like. Yeah, I didn't like the jeans.
The jeans were so bad.
I wasn't.
It was not just the jeans, though. It was the fit of
that's,
the jeans.
That's the issue. I mean, because they were just some regular blue
those
jeans.
Those were some Michael Jordan specials right there.
Yeah.
I wasn't crazy about the shoes either, but.
Those were some Jordache. You remember Jordache? Those were some Husky Kmart wash jeans. Listen, I had all those because I grew up poor. Absolutely. I know what those are. Those jeans aren't designer.
Shout out Kmart always.
When you grow up poor, you appreciate when you have money more.
So much. And you know when it's like, we got too much money for this nonsense. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I could dress, if I can dress like Team USA for $64.99, we got problems.
Shout out Kmart. Shout out Mervyn's. Did they have Mervyn's in Oregon?
Mervyn's.
Yeah, we have Mervyn's. Yeah, we have Mervyn's. Hell yeah. We have, of course, had Marshall's.
Yeah, shout out to the awkwardly still stitched FUBU I used to rock.
Yep.
Still go to Marshall's to this day. TJ Maxx, they be doing their thing, too. You find some gems every now and then. Mm-hmm. Find some gems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got time to be searching for gems. I need things to be on the rack the way they have to be on the rack.
I could use spoken like a true baller. Spoken like a true baller. So
anxiety. I bet Damien's the same. It produces anxiety when I go to Marshall's. I get anxious. What is all this? This thing is near this thing. These things aren't even similar at all in sizing, in style. One's a dress. One's a suit coat. What are we doing?
I think I get anxiety just going into a store at this point.
Yeah. Yes.
Everything is shopping online now. And...
Well,
That's a good point. That's a good point.
No, are you two finished?
It was a good point. That was spot on.
It's not true. The number one thing that stood out about this video was Devin Booker. Booker has no presence at all.
No.
He's just like swinging his arms like a little kid who just doesn't know what to do.
Did you see last night, though, he had Twitter in an uproar last night.
Oh,
was that about
Sumi
Noah?
And the sun?
No. What was it?
He was with Sumi, and everybody's like, stay away from her.
Oh, no.
They love Sumi. Mm-hmm. They love Sumi Lee. They're like, stay away from her.
And Devin Booker's like one of the more hated basketball players in our country.
What did Devin Booker do to anybody?
I don't know. I mean, he's a little ornery. Is that the right word? But... Devin's all right with me. He's okay with me.
I would take Devin Booker on my team every single day.
I did a 180 on Devin Booker about 3 years ago.
What'd you used to call him?
Just a basketball player.
That's not what you told us at the beginning of this show.
Well, look, if he's playing the Kings, you know, I may still say that while watching the game because he's doing some crying, he's laying down on it. Like, get up.
Oh, did you use the B word?
Well, I don't know. I was just at the house and I was, you know, he was crying. I was, you know, not had an adult beverage with me, you know what I mean? But I used to get irritated with Devin Booker. Now I'm like, I kind of like D-Book. He's got this chip on his shoulder. Sometimes it's kind of unnecessary, but I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it.
The thing that they don't tell you about having a chip on your shoulder is that when you succeed, it still doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. There's just, it's an unfillable well mm-hmm. of a desire to prove people wrong.
It just changes.
Yeah.
Like you still have a chip there. It's just, it's there for you find a different reason to leave it there.
Right.
Yes. Being a woman with a chip on your shoulder is real strange too, because like some people don't know how, especially white people don't really know how to handle it, you know, because seem a little aggressive, seem a little like, like Rick Ross, you know. I'm in a great mood today. I just want
to see that.
Glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. Do you, speaking of Team USA, we were having a discussion of like, you know, can you realistically see anybody beating them? And I think if Team USA, obviously, if they're shooting 59% like they did today or like they did against Serbia, it don't matter what the other team does. But I think Germany's like really good. And the Serbia game that's going to happen on Thursday, I guess, Serbia, I thought, played well offensively against Team USA. They just couldn't keep up because that was a game. I think they hit 18 threes in that game, USA did. So they're just not going to win. But I wonder if Germany's the first team that I look at. But I wonder if Serbia might be able to slow
make
them
it a
down.
Game.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they'll be able to make it a game because I think the first two were just sort of tune-up matches, you know? Mm. And you're going to get the most motivated version of Serbia. You know, and so, yeah, I think Germany's a better team, though, truthfully.
Than Serbia?
Yeah.
Germany's the second best team. Yeah, so Germany good. Germany really
they're
good.
Really good. Yeah. And and Dennis Schroeder, Olympics Dennis Schroeder might as well be Olympics mellow. Like, he's just,
for real.
He's nothing like him.
Yeah,
he's nothing
that's
like
real.
Him.
He is a point god in Olympic play.
Yeah. He's like Patty Mills out there, which, by the way, Patty Mills still hooping. Still hooping.
Yeah.
By the way, really quick, did you guys see? I guess I've been living under a rock. Did you guys see that photo of Rihanna I posted last night?
I saw it last night, for sure.
Never seen that photo. Apparently, that's an old photo. I was like, we're allowing areolas on the internet for free?
Yeah, it's one of them ones. It's one of them ones. But I've seen, I don't know if it was like a see-through shirt or something. I've seen.
I think it was taken down because the only photos I see. Yep.
I posted it.
Yeah, no, it was the, oh, nope, there it is. Oh, yep.
Zoom on in.
No, I don't need to.
There's a bar in there.
No, I don't need to.
I've seen.
It's there. You don't need to zoom in to see that.
I feel like I've seen.
I was like, is it?
Rihanna in that light before, like whether it's like a see-through shirt or something like that.
That's but, not see-through.
No, it's
that's
not. There's
everything.
Nothing.
Wait
there.
A sec, though. But wait a second.
But yeah, I know it's there because I know the tattoo.
Yeah, but hold on. When was this photo taken?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem recent.
Okay, yeah, because y'all didn't see where she was yesterday?
Yeah, she's a lot bigger now.
Well,
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, that's what I was alluding to.
Where was she at yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay to
there
say
was,
it.
There
I
was
a, Rihanna in all her forms.
There was a festival, I think, in Barbados.
Oh, wow.
Look, well, head over to
Lord have mercy.
Go to KSFM's IG page. It's there.
Yes.
Yeah, go to KSFM's IG page.
She had, like, leather armor on or something?
Right.
She looked like she was in Game of Thrones.
Right.
It's part of my
Listen,
job.
Listen, I'd be tracking Rihanna.
Yeah, no, and so, like, this version is different than. Oh dear! Oh, the Rihanna. The army is censored. The army is censored. Trista, the screen has gone black. And the funny thing is, like, we've actually lost Trista. Boy, they got her. Mm-mm. They got her.
She was at a carnival. Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
Queen
was yesterday.
Rihanna.
Yeah, that was yesterday, and she's back with us.
Rihanna was that photo. Peak. Holy moly.
I don't know. This might be peak Rihanna.
Yeah. last night.
Rihanna right here, boy.
Yeah, you guys have different.
And that's fine.
You know what I mean?
And that's fine.
That's fine.
Yes.
It's all good. I like apps. Me personally, I like apps.
Well, I like something else, and I'm just going to leave it to the imagination because it's out there.
I don't know. It might be pink for you. Oh, boy.
She's got, you can tell she's had some babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a woman.
So she's had some babies. she's delivered good probiotics to her young. Yeah.
Only picture I saw was you cutting branches and.
No, that was Trisha's thirst trap, she said.
Well, yeah. Well, this is, she only posted one. Here are the rest. Where's the one? Was the one of you in the trash can an Instagram exclusive?
Correct, that was an exclusive.
See, you gotta follow her on IG because she's smashing the leaves.
We're multi-platform, baby. We're multi-platform. That was just a 24-hour only. You're not about to see me jumping up and down to zoom in for longer than 24 hours.
You know what's crazy?
I had probably 10 people text me. What is your new routine? What is your new workout routine? You look cut. And I'm like, first of all, I don't. Second of all, I got food poisoning. That's what the new routine is.
Well, I mean, to be fair, there are abs protruding in some of these photos.
Trista cutting the weeds out.
My mom had me in that rhododendron bush. That was a main issue. Keep the bugs away from the house. Keep the branches away from the roof. That's it. Just clip, 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 clip. Outfit, workout, work outside outfit. I didn't anticipate photos to be taken. Decent. CDG chucks for the win.
I know that's pretty rich of you too, by the way. That's how you working out. You know, I throw on some random cross trainers to do the yard work.
Mm-hmm.
Not Trista.
You know what happened was last year when I came to town, my mom and I had a massive fight over leaves, and I had those on, and I wasn't planning on doing any yard work. I was planning to go somewhere where I would have them, and they were ice white at the time. Her and I got into it. She threw a broom my way and was like, if you don't like the leaves, then you can fix them yourself. And I was like, all right, bet. So I started to fix the leaves, and then I looked down, and I'm like, oh.
I'm sorry. You clarify, she threw a broom?
Yeah, like tossed the broom my way and was like, hey, you can.
Is that a Pacific Northwest term for a rake? Or did you actually sweep?
I actually used a push broom down the stairs because it's concrete. It was on concrete.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Yeah. It was on the sidewalk. It was on our steps. I used a rake too.
Have you ever seen an older member of the community vacuuming leaves off of their like porch or front yard?
No, I haven't been. I haven't witnessed that.
I use a leaf blower. I like the leaf blower.
A leaf blower is not a vacuum. It's very different.
I see these
wonderful, wonderful people out there with their vacuum, just trying to get it cleaned up a little bit.
Sort it.
Yep.
They also have, I think they also have like AstroTurf down. So,
yeah, well,
the olds, they like their AstroTurf.
They do.
I saw some AstroTurf the other day that was like bad. It was like Bush Stadium 1991 AstroTurf in somebody's front lawn. I said, what are we doing?
It's like this really like faded green color.
Yeah, it's like the Houston Oilers in the Astrodome AstroTurf. I said, what are we doing?
Yeah, every once in a while you go for a walk and you see someone's yard and go, you really just went for the cheap option here because you'd be better off with dead grass. You'd be better off with dead grass than having that in your yard right now.
My mom wanted to put the leaves in the backyard and cardboard to stop the weeds from growing. And then which I hate so much of that. I ended up buying like a leaf mulcher to kind of like, mm-hmm. we're trying to get her. Now we've got wood chips, which is awesome. So much better. Mm. But her petty ass, she leaves like a 1 foot by 1 foot square open just to show me like what would happen if it was left to apparently my way of doing it. And I had to come in and like use a machete because the thing got so big, it was like a huge bush in the middle of the wood chips.
Anyway. I don't even know what I'm supposed to do with that sentence.
Well, are you finished? Are you finished with the yard work? Are you good?
There's so many leaves in these bushes that I need to get out. I have to put on like a sweatshirt and go and get them out. That almost was bad.
Are you cleaning the gutters next? Like what's like next on the...
Oh, there's so many things. We washed the walls of the living room this weekend, which was a multi-day project. Mm. We did that. That was like 12 hours every day, both days. We got to get... I got to do the hedge trimming more. I got to get those leaves out of the hedges. I got to trim the branches of the tree, like with a hacksaw. I need a chainsaw, like for real.
Oh, Trista with a chainsaw. Okay,
that's interesting. I only used a chainsaw once in my life. I don't really like it.
You didn't like it?
Hell no.
I like power tools, boy.
Anything could go wrong, man.
Chainsaw Kenny.
I used Look, I was dressed you know how they have the people who test the canines, you know, and they got those big old suits on. I did everything I could to have that type of wardrobe
on. No chance the saw gets through that.
And look, it was literally like 108 degrees that day.
He's probably sweating in there, and he's not mobile, so the chainsaws are more like high likelihood of getting them
because
you can't move around in it.
I ain't even going to lie to you. I did not like the chainsaw. I don't want to use a chainsaw again.
Well, I tell you what.
Now Jasmine has to do it.
She's got one. Yeah, she got.
I believe
like,
it.
Yeah, we got a different type of chain. We got one that like, you know, that you use to cut tree branches that are high up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like the one where you cut.
That's a pole trimmer.
Yeah, we got one of those, and so that's a little different.
I was gonna say what?
That one's a little different, but the one that you like Chevy Chase used to. In Christmas Vacation, like I didn't like that one.
Mm-mm. Okay, so Kenny doesn't.
Anything
like
can go wrong. It's all bad.
Right. Are you doing stuff to your spot, Damien? I know you got a new setup. So do you? You probably have like a garden.
I was about to say he may be orchestrating people and handing orders out to do stuff.
That one over there.
But it's the thing.
The only thing Damien does is get him some lemonade and pay him.
That thing's done. That thing looks better than real talk. It does look better than the Oakland Coliseum.
Oh, well, yeah, that's not high praise, but you're right. It absolutely does look better than the Oakland Coliseum. But again, that's not praise. I also have functioning bathrooms. So there's that. But no, I'm not doing any added work to my house. The part of the reason I purchased this house was because it didn't need to do any added work to it.
Turnkey.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. Every day I look on Redfin for my future.
Mm-hmm.
For no more of these little hiccups. You know, mature landscaped garden, chef's kitchen. You know, we're putting it out there. We're manifesting.
Do it. You'll find it. You'll find it. Just got to get lucky. I love like really happy Trista, like fresh off a corporate call. I can't imagine what just happened that had you in this mood, but this was fun.
Oh, no, I've been hanging with Mama Crick. Nothing puts me in a better mood than hanging with moms. She's like, if you guys ever get to experience her, it's like hearing me talk to a more unfiltered me.
Oh.
And that's like, it's very funny. It's very funny.
Y'all should have a TV show.
Well, we can't even get your mom to come on the stream, so we'll have to make a trip out there or something.
Yep. Yep. She would love y'all for sure.
All right.
Oh,
All right. We love you, TK.
Love y'all.
We'll see you next week. Trista Crick. We will come back. Jason Jones said to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. And we got to get to your boy in New York as well. And that former teammate line is making the rounds now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. It's D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320.
Back at it here on D'Lo and KC on this day where we've been talking about We've been talking about Brandon Ayuk and what's possibly next for him.
Christian McCaffrey's former teammate.
Well, Christian, I wish you wouldn't have said that. I wish you...
What a snitch that guy is, huh? Handed him the McDonald's, the extra large meal, and he sang.
What? Once again, the funny thing about it was the error. But yeah, man, I came into yesterday. I was at 90% that Brandon Ayuk was going to be gone. After woke up this morning, heard some things. It's like, maybe it's down to 80%. Then when I heard the Steelers were back trying to make a deal, I was like, all right, well, it doesn't seem like the 49ers are going to just hold it to Cleveland and New England. Could be open for everybody. Back up to 85. I think he's played his last game as a 49er, man.
Yeah, they're Nick Wagner, they've got reports out there. The reports aren't really new. They're just kind of summarizing everything. They're going through offers, all this other stuff, and it's like, this is really where we're at, huh? Mm.
Josina Anderson said that the Steelers were getting in there today, and she said the Patriots were going to try, and I don't know if I'm paraphrasing, but they're just reworking that deal, I guess. They're still working on things.
Yeah, but at what... So the Patriots was a want by Brandon Ayuk, right?
No.
No.
No. The Patriots are who offered... The 49ers.
That's right. The Patriots and the Browns.
I think the two wants are Washington and Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, and Washington's not even in the conversation.
Yeah, they're not part of this.
Because part of this is, it's kind of, I don't remember who used the phrase, but it's like a de facto no trade clause. Because it might have been James. No one wants to make this deal unless you can sign him to a long-term contract.
Right. And if he's telling you, or his agent is telling you, like, I'm not going to sign, then you're not going to make the deal. And that's kind of, so that's where the report last night from Ayoka was, these two deals from Cleveland and New England are on the table. The ball is in Brandon Ayuk's court.
It probably is going to have to get to the point for Ayuk to say, look, you can either sign with us or we can trade you to Cleveland. Mm. But we're not. The New England deal isn't good enough. Mm-hmm. The Washington isn't involved in these conversations, and the Pittsburgh deal isn't good enough.
But they can't do that because there would be if they're getting word from Ayuk that he's not going to resign, then Cleveland's like, we're not okaying the trade.
Yeah, no. What I'm saying is if Brandon Ayuk's teams are limited to Washington and Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. it could boil down to, look, we have a deal set with Cleveland. Pittsburgh deal isn't, you don't want to sign with Cleveland. You can either sign with us, mm-hmm. or we can trade you to Cleveland and you can sign with them. But you having this idea of going to Pittsburgh, that's not going to work for us.
No.
And it might, like, nothing might happen until, like, because the only team or group in this, the current position that they're in that can take a stand like that is San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Like, Ayuk can't, because Ayuk has to kind of remain open to this, because he kind of has to remain open to everything. Most notably, he has to remain open to signing with the San Francisco 49ers.
Now,
and you can have these discussions. I really, in the end, there's nothing wrong with having these discussions. Mm-hmm. But at some point, when push comes to shove, they're going to have to, like, narrow this down a little bit and say, look, here's what we have. It's either us or it's them. Mm-hmm. Which one do you want?
But they wouldn't. Ayuk is probably banking on, and his other is, they don't necessarily, from what's being reported, they don't necessarily have that option, because the 49ers, they don't have that option because there is, unless these teams change course, mm-hmm. there is no trade if Brandon Ayuk says, I'm not going to re-sign there. So, like, the thought of, you can go to Cleveland, we'll send you to Cleveland, like, Cleveland would back out of the deal.
But no, what I'm saying is, you can go to, you can sign with Cleveland, mm-hmm. or you can sign with us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, like, oh, I'm not re-signing with Cleveland. That's fine, because we're not trading you to Pittsburgh.
Right. I got you.
Like, you, so you've got to make that, you can sign with them, mm-hmm. or you can sign with us. Mm-hmm. Those are really your options. We talked to Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh deal isn't good enough. We're getting Amari Cooper. We're getting a second round pick. They don't have a receiver that approaches Amari Cooper. You're a wide receiver. You're important to us. They're offering us someone who could fill that role this coming year. We're trying to win a championship. You want to sign? You want to take that money in Cleveland? You've already worked out the deal. Great. Like, you see if they'll work out that same Pittsburgh deal or that same New England deal, whoever you said was going to pay you that big money. Mm-hmm. You can sign with them or you can sign with us.
It sucks that it's gotten to this. You know what I mean? Because it becomes something that's potentially uncomfortable for everybody involved. You know, maybe it's not uncomfortable for the Niners, mm-hmm. but, you know, maybe, you know, they have to have conversations with Brandon Ayuk that they don't want to, you know, that they didn't want to go into or take a stance like that where, you know, that's at that point, you know, and Brandon Ayuk has already talked about, you know, how he took a lot of this stuff personal. I mean, I can imagine him taking that personal. Like, oh, they're not letting me do what I want to do and all this other stuff. But I mean, that's kind of the game, man. You know what I mean? Like, you've got that contract, and it hampers some of the things that you may want to do in certain situations. You're not a free agent yet,
mm-hmm.
so yeah. I hate that it's come to this point where these are the stances that the team or Brandon Ayuk has to take.
So that's the no one's really taking a stance yet that we know of.
Well, it depends on what you believe from Ayuk, because he said he wants a trade. So that's his stance. I'm putting in a trade request. That's your stance. We know how the things play, but that's a stance. I want
like,
out of here.
Like that stance is within the last 24 hours?
Well, like, no, that's how it started, right? Like that's right.
Yeah, but the idea is no one believes that. Well, I mean, do you? Do you think Brandon Ayuk wants to be traded?
I don't, but I also I know how the game is played.
Or was he trying to negotiate?
Yeah, I wouldn't have negotiated that.
No, and I'm 100% with you, and that's
how you mess around and say that somebody, regardless if we believe you, somebody will take you seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay, like think about this. Think about if he hadn't had the trade request, but was still in the holdout situation. Do you think they'd be fielding calls? Maybe they would. I'm legit asking. Would they be making calls to see what they can get in the trade?
Yeah, maybe, but not like this.
If
not to like, hey, let's let Nick Wagner know. Let's let Matt Maioka know.
You think him requesting the trade kind of heightened that a little bit?
Yeah, because if I'm Mike Tom, if I'm the Steelers, like, hey, you're interested in the trade, huh? You may know that the game is being played, but it's like, hey, you have a wide receiver that requested a trade. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to talk about it? Mm-hmm. What would that look like? Same for New England, Washington, whoever's in the market for a wide receiver. Like, as soon as you say that, the conversation starts.
Because for a point of reference, and maybe this wouldn't even have been real either, but there was no trade discussions with Nick Bosa last year. It was just like, when are you going to sign him? When are they going to sign him?
Well, see, yeah, and I think that one speaks, it's such a different situation, and then, like, you know, we can maneuver. Oh, all right, you know, you got Debo, and, you know, you got the first-round pick, and Juwan Jennings is pretty good, and you might be able to make this work, right? There was no situation where you're replacing Nick Bosa. And so there's no trade request. Like, you're not getting traded. Like, you're for not the literal. You're a franchise player here. Mm-hmm. We're getting this worked out. Well, as our good friend would say, there's levels to this.
Yeah.
And Nick Bosa was a different level than Brandon Ayuk.
He was.
Buddy, you found out.
Yeah. I feel a little bad for Ayuk having to go through all this, but I don't know, maybe, like I said earlier, maybe he enjoys all the attention and, you know, the back and forth or whatever the case may be. He's going to get paid one way or the other, whether it's from the Niners or from another team. He's going to get some money. He's going to get some really, really good money for his football career. Maybe he's looking at it like, man, I like being the center of attention. I like, you know, being at the top story on NFL Access and NFL Live and all this other stuff. But I do feel bad for him that, you know, all this got to come out this way. Like, now we're KC in Sacramento is pitting his numbers against Justin Jefferson and Waddle, when, you know, Brandon Ayuk's a hell of a receiver. He's a great receiver. You know what I mean? But,
well, yeah, but that's not just KC in Sacramento that's doing that, or 49er fan in the chatty house. That's John Lynch. That's Kyle. Well, I mean, I'm sure Kyle is a part of this as well. It's like, okay, are you a top five producer at your position? Yes or no? Well, no, but New England will pay me that. Okay. You can go lose games in New England if you want to. I don't know if you heard, Brady ain't there no more.
Belichick ain't there no more.
Yeah, we have no clue what that team is going to look like. Like, bro, we'll nickname you Tobias Harris. You take that money and go play with the Pistons. It's not like, again, we said there are certain positions where kind of next player up is the highest paid guy. That's not the wide receiver position. It never has been. It's the quarterback position. And then, you know, it's normally an edge. It's someone who gets to the quarterback somewhere along that line of that secondary that's going to fall into that group of, you know, highest paid non quarterbacks, yeah, or at least at the top. Most of those other positions are very literally banked on your skill set.
Yeah.
Or you can wind up like a running back and just make $6 a year like these poor guys do now.
$6 a year.
That's got to be damn near what the franchise tag is, $850 and some envelopes. They brought the price of that position so far down.
Yeah, poor running back.
Poor running back today is Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey makes one little slip up on the NFL Network.
Well,
Oh, man, that's tough. For those who missed it, I think he accidentally called Brandon Ayuk his former teammate, tried to correct it really quick, called him his former teammate, and then just got frustrated and was like, "All my teammates."
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, just all of them. Ever.
Oh, just all of them. It's every teammate ever.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.